is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, traveling. He's in Europe, in Prague. And Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, he's in North America along with me. And we're turning to South America, an important election, a revelatory change of direction for Ecuador. Daniel Noboa wins Ecuadorian presidential election, pledges to rebuild the country. This significant event turns on a country that is ripped apart by violence, by narco-terrorism, by anarchy, and by assassination, not only of a major presidential candidate shot down as he was campaigning, a former journalist, but also by the men who executed that assassination, all found dead in jail. A country, Ecuador, a small country, a historically immeasurably profound country, but now in the grips of narco-terrorism, and they voted for a businessman's heir. His father is very well-to-do, Daniel Noboa. I noted during the campaign that he wore a bulletproof vest all the time. I note in his announcement that he has won. He's just in a T-shirt. He's a young man. Joseph, I begin with you. This doesn't answer the question of Ecuador's future because the previous man who is in exile, Correa, is now watching his country move towards the established business community. Does Correa have tools here to reverse this decision, or is Noboa free to operate in the first months? Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. No, I don't think he has any tools to reverse the decision, per se, like the actual election results. Daniel Noboa will be the president of Ecuador in short order once he's inaugurated. But what Rafael Correa does is he has the tools to create instability. He did that all throughout the tenure of President Guillermo Lasso. He started to do that as soon as he left office in 2017 under the then president, Lenin Moreno. And Daniel Noboa, you got to remember, he will be an interim president because he will only be president until 2025. This was a snap election that was called in Ecuador because essentially the president called basically did a maneuver to essentially dissolve Congress and move the elections up. Guillermo Lasso was not finishing his four-year term, and Daniel Noboa would finish out that term, which was supposed to end in 2025 when they were split by elections anyway. So Noboa will have a mandate. He won by a comfortable margin, about 4 or 5 points. But he's a young guy. I think he's only 35, 36 years old. He comes from a political family. His father was involved in politics, and he's still young. He doesn't really have a long track record, but he's going to have to deal with the number one problem in all of Ecuador, and I was down there a few months ago, which is the high levels of insecurity. The crime and violence in places like Guayaquil or Esmeraldas, these port cities, is untenable. We talked about the political violence against, the presidential candidates, including Fernando Villavicencio, but just the ordinary violence that happens on a day-to-day basis against the ordinary Ecuadorian citizens is really high. Ironically, I'm here in Prague, in the Czech Republic, and I ran into an Ecuadorian here in Prague at one of the city centers. And I asked them, when did you come here? They said, I came here in the last four or five months. And I asked, why did you come? And he said, because the crime, the insecurity is too high in Ecuador, at least in Prague, we're safe. And that's an anecdote, but it's kind of very telling. People go as far as to the Czech Republic to get away from the violence that's plaguing Ecuador right now. So that'd be President-elect Noboa's first and probably his most important job once he becomes president.
Ernesto, a very good day to you. This election seems to stem the trend that you have explicated these last months, which is to the left of center, the sweep of so many presidential elections these last years, putting Lula da Silva and the other Gustavo Petro all in office. Is this enough to reverse the trend elsewhere? Do you think it's a one-off? Good evening, Ernesto.
Good evening, John. This is definitely very welcome news. Maybe not enough to revert the trend, not only the left-wing trend, but the trend towards supporters of organized crime and even terrorism. In the days we're living, this is very significant, although, of course, the crisis is there in Gaza. But we have all the presence of terrorism in South America that we always discuss here. So today, everything is part of the same chessboard, I think, of the same theater of operations. So this is definitely good news, not only for Ecuador, for South America, but for the free world. This is important because Correa lost. I mean, he was not the candidate, but Rafael Correa, the former president, was, of course, the one behind the losing candidate, one of the key figures of all the crime-related narco-socialism in South America. And this victory of Noboa happens against all the climate of threat, of violence, that culminated, of course, with the assassination of Vitor Vicencio, the one of the candidates. So I think the Ecuadorian people, they said that they won't be blackmailed, that they won't vote with fear, that they won't vote, that we will vote with hope. This is, maybe this is a cliche, but I think that's totally true for the Ecuadorians now. They are hoping to not only to have another president, but to keep fighting everything that Correa represents for Ecuador and for the region, crime, instability, etc. So it's the instability, of course, it will come, as Joseph was saying, from the Correistas. They still have a lot of power to do that. And that's dangerous for Ecuador because they did that back in 2019 under President Lenin Moreno. The Correistas tried to topple Lenin Moreno. Back then, Ecuador had Brazil to support. I mean, the real Ecuador, the democratic forces, anti-crime in Ecuador, they had Brazil to support them. They had Colombia to support them. They had Peru to a large extent to support them. Today, Colombia is on the other side. They are together, of course, with the Correistas. Lula's Brazil is on the other side. He would be with the Correistas, at least not do anything for Noboa. And Peru is unstable. So this is what I think we should be afraid. It's a different moment, but it only makes it more clear the courage of Noboa and the courage of the Ecuadorians who chose him.
Joseph, quickly, there's trouble in Guatemala City. Arevalo is the president-elect, but he has withdrawn his correspondence with the transition of the present government, Giametti, because his party is being investigated by the attorney general for fraud, something that is seen by Arevalo's supporters, that would be the victorious president, as a method to block him from taking office. Is Guatemala descending into disorder, Joseph? Can you read this? You're all the way in Prague, but you understand the story. Quickly.
I do. I was in Guatemala not too long ago, a couple weeks ago. And what I can tell you, John, is that there's certainly efforts by a lot of actors, both internal and external from Guatemala, to be able to push that country towards a complete disorder. They're having some success. You know, the roadblocks are making an effect. They're causing a lot of instability. And you're seeing the country kind of push or move itself away from essentially wanting to embrace democratic institutions. The biggest result of the Guatemalan election was the abstention rate. A lot of people in Guatemala just didn't participate in the election because they didn't like any of the candidates. So really quick, John, I think Guatemala is in very much high levels of instability. There's a lot of gray areas between the different political candidates and actors. President-elect Bernardo Arevalo, although he says he wants to transition in an orderly manner, he's done very little to show through actions that he actually is trying to execute a transition. It seems that he himself is engaging in elements of political warfare against his rivals. So this is getting very, very, and there's 2 days just real quick, John, to look out for Guatemala. October 15th is the date that the immunity on the magistrates of the electoral tribunal expires. And October 30th is when the amnesty on the political party of Bernardo Arevalo Semilla expires. If you start to see the attorney general's office in Guatemala go after either the magistrates and or the political party in terms of arresting them, then that's going to escalate things very quickly in Guatemala. So just October 15th and October 30th, 2 days to watch.
There's trouble in Venezuela. There's trouble in the rest of South America. And we're going to turn to that when we come back. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. He's traveling. He's in Prague on his way overseas. He's traveling. He's on the road. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, is with me. I'm John Batchelor.